can just buy we need somebody not somebody very quickly come in and start making decisions on that. So there'll be a transition period of at least 3 months before we can have somebody in there. Thank you.
Thank you, Akram. The meeting is still being scribed. We just can't view it on the screen, so we will continue. Unfortunately, we can't view it presently. Okay, so next I have Kenya, then Germany, Brazil, and Sweden. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Chair, and I would like to thank the board and everyone else for this opportunity to discuss these issues. I'm not going to touch on batching or digital archery. I think it's been very elegantly articulated by my colleagues who've spoken before me. But I'd like to go back to an issue that was brought up by my colleague from Argentina regarding what we believe is a real concern, especially with the numbers coming from the Africa region and the Latin American region, only 17 and then 24, and also looking at the back-end service providers. But also linking it again back to there's a lot of hard work put by the Jazz Group and the ALAC and others in the community in terms of just developing what we're calling a needy support for needy applicants. And we note that only three of them, there are only three applications, and the three of them actually do look like they're from the community. So then is it safe to say that the communication and outreach program was a total failure, complete failure? And it's a shame. And I think we'd really like to find out from you how you plan to deal with it going forward, and also how you plan to engage with not with the region from that perspective in terms of perhaps the next stage, but also in terms of reaching out for potential, as potential markets and potential areas that ICANN could actually engage in and with. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Kenya, Mike Silber, did you want to reply?
Thank you, Chair. I think my views on communication and outreach, in particular around applicant support and the new GTLD program, are well known, so I don't need to repeat them. So I have to say that I agree with you completely. I think what we need to hear from you is either what are your expectations, or what are your suggestions. I think there are two ways that we can spec this out. The one is for you to give us bottom-up ideas of what would be nice to have, or the other one is a top-down of what is the minimum expectation of a communications program, and we leave it to skilled professionals that we have or will obtain in order to design it to meet with clear, defined objectives. I think what we had previously was a problem of lack of clarity in terms of the objectives, as well as a large degree of woolliness in terms of the suggestions. And if we can get a combination of what it needs to achieve and some thoughts as to how it can be achieved, we can work with the community to develop that further.
Thank you for that, Mike. Steve, did you want to comment?
Thank you. Looking at Latin America and Africa is obviously a major point of attention. These things always have some interesting dynamics. Did we not communicate well enough? Is there not enough interest in the region so that no matter how much we would have communicated, it wouldn't have changed anything? There are several different aspects to that. Coming out of this whole process, we will, in preparation for the next round, and there's already questions as to when there will be a next round and how it will be handled, and there's a session on this at this meeting, we will have learned quite a bit. And one important area to focus on, and that I think we want to gather as much information as we can, is what do we learn going forward? So I want to emphasize the idea of advice and direction and participation, for sure, from these regions, from your region and from Latin America, both Latin America and Africa, so that whatever the efforts are that are needed to provide the necessary support are structured in a way that matches, and that expectations are set in an appropriate fashion. I have no clue, frankly, myself, as to what the right numbers were. Those numbers are obviously smaller than from other regions. To characterize those as a total failure, with due respect to my colleague, Mr. Silver, I don't know that those are total failures. 0-0 would be a total failure, I guess. There's a lot of things to be said about the context in which these businesses are created, and they are businesses, and they're complex and somewhat expensive to operate, and not everybody can afford one, and even if you can afford one, it's not necessarily useful. So I don't think we want to go forward without examining these questions very closely, and I think that the good news is that the experience we're going to gain in this round will tell us a lot more than we knew before. So I'm somewhat optimistic going forward.
Thank you for that, Steve. Next, I have Germany, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for the possibility to participate in this kind of exchange on the future of the GDLD application process. As other colleagues, we also appreciate the suspension of the digital archery system. I think it was, from our point of view, rather uncommon, but I would have expected some further discussion and clarification here. But since it's suspended, I think that's a quite good way forward. One issue I would like to raise for our discussions now, that whatever we may come to, our discussion should not lead to further extend the timelines for the total application process, because I think it is the applicants have now made the application and they expect their delegation as soon as possible, and therefore it should be as soon as possible that we come to a decision. Having said that, I think it would have been as GAC would have expected a discussion on the system of for prioritization during the Costa Rica meeting, and I think everybody who was participating in Costa Rica, at least from my GAC colleagues, expected that there is a thorough exchange on this issue. And with all respect, I think that we are sitting here now to discuss the objectives for such a process is rather late. I think we could have exchanged that in a general way for a month ago without any problems, and allowing ICANN to give us some various options where we can choose from and discuss it within the community, and now not coming back with a situation where we are now asked to give some considerations. What are considerations? What we may hear ICANN's decisions, which may be also discussed afterwards from parts of the community. Having said that, I just want to concur with our colleague from Australia, who mentioned quite clearly that the future model we choose for prioritization should be of a level playing field for all applicants, and should be really, really fair for everybody. Having said that, I also would ask to take into consideration. We do not have a strong position on it, but we should probably discuss it and consider it. That we have certain applications that have support from communities, and there would be merit if they have some kind of prioritization. And I also understand the question of my colleague from Africa. If we have this prioritization process, We may also look at some regional aspects for the applications and look at if we start delegations, they should not come from all, the first delegation should not come all from one region or a couple of regions. They should cover all regions possible, and these are more or less, or could be some objections we could offer for the discussions. But coming back to my first remark, the most important issue is that we receive some kind of options we can choose from and give ICANN our position to. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Germany. So I believe, Gonzalo, you wanted to speak about the issue of developing countries and yes, please.
Thank you, Heather. I'm going to refer briefly about the position expressed by our colleague from Argentina and from Alex in representation of African countries, I have to say. Well, the number or the weak numbers that we have in the program is just a symptom of a bigger problem, I have to say. And we have discussed this problem, or biggest problem, many times in this very room or with the same people, which is perhaps a mix of lack of interest in our regions and a lack of resources to follow when we have interest in this kind of forest. This is not just...
Gonzalo, could you speak up?
Okay. I've got to be close to the mic, but my colleague from Turkey is suffering an injury in the album, so
okay.
I'm a little bit afraid of injuring more. So I was talking that this is just a symptom of a biggest problem. That biggest problem was debated here in this very room or with these very people. Lack of interest in some cases, lack of resources in most of the cases. This is not just happening in ICANN, but in other multilateral forums. What is important is that, well, I'm really happy to see, by the way, that the presence of Latin American countries in this body is increasing, and I hope to see more faces or familiar faces in the future. Is that we are gaining experience in this round about how to allocate resources and how to help, how to promote, and how to incentivize our regions to participate and to be part of this process. Mike was proposing some course of action, and we have some options, top-down, bottom-up, but what is important is not